Chapter 88, On the Brink of Collapse. Gershon could not find a way out of his situation. He first tried selling the inn, although that would not bring him enough to pay the huge debt, even without the interest that had built up. It would be a good start, though, and he was ready to do anything to save his son. One of the villagers, a wealthy non-Jew, had always dreamed of owning Gershon's inn, and he decided that now was the perfect opportunity to buy it. He knew how desperately Gershon needed the money, so he offered to buy it for less than half of its value, and Gershon had no choice but to accept. The new owner wanted to make some money quickly. He did not realize that it would take time to build up the business once again. He had never run an inn before and did not know how to go about it. After a few days, in which he earned only a small amount of money, he demanded to speak with Gershon. "You tricked me," he yelled angrily. "You sold me a bad inn for good money. You are a swindler, a thief." Gershon tried to explain how an inn works, that it would take time and effort to return it to the flourishing business it once was. But the buyer refused to listen and insisted that he had been tricked. He said that he was returning the inn and wanted back all the money that he had paid to Gershon. It was actually not the buyer, but the priest who truly objected to the sale of the inn. It was he who had instructed the buyer to return the inn to Gershon so that the Jewish innkeeper would have no way to pay his debt to the pirates. The priest desperately wanted to keep David, Gershon's son, and force him to change his religion. Gershon did not want to refund the money, but he had no choice. The priest had advised the buyer that if Gershon refused to cancel the sale, he should send strong men to beat him. Gershon was now left with an empty inn and an empty wallet. He was just about to collapse in despair when he suddenly remembered a familiar face, his good friend Kerpel the peddler from the nearby town of Sharia. Kerpel had passed through his village from time to time, selling his wares. He had noticed that Kerpel was exceptionally good-hearted, and he had recently heard that Kerpel's business had enjoyed great success. With no other choice, he decided to make his way to Sharia and ask Kerpel for help. As Gershon stood on the doorstep of his inn, the key in his hand, about to lock the door and set out for Sharia, he was suddenly surrounded by the guards of the evil pirates. They had come to make sure he did not escape the village without paying his debts. After much pleading, Gershon succeeded in receiving permission to travel to Sharia, albeit accompanied by an armed guard. Arriving at Kerpel's home, Gershon told his friend of his troubles. He spoke with deep pain and sadness, describing the suffering caused by the cruel pirates and the evil priest. "If they would throw me and my wife into a dungeon, perhaps we would find a way to deal with our suffering," Gershon wept. "But now, the life and future of our precious son is about to be decided by these evil men. My son is only 12 years old. He is being held against his will in the home of the priest who plans to convert him, chas v'shalom." Kerpel was shocked by what he had heard. He looked at the heartbroken innkeeper, and then at the stern-faced guard standing beside him, and he felt the pain of his friend's tragedy. Even if he had never met Gershon before, it would have been impossible for him to ignore such a calamity. He decided right then to do whatever it took to free Gershon's son and to save his neshama. Kerpel asked Gershon to wait while he discussed the situation with his wife. The two of them then disappeared into one of the rooms. Kerpel and his wife realized that even if they gave Gershon all their money, it would not be enough to pay the entire debt. Perhaps Gershon should visit some of his good friends. They would certainly donate generously for such an important mitzvah, freeing a captive Jewish boy. Then Kerpel reconsidered. Why ruin his opportunity to perform this great mitzvah? No, he would find a way to provide all the money himself. Kerpel took a huge loan from a friend. Together with all of his personal wealth, he now had enough money to save Gershon and free David. He would pay the pirates the original debt and also the interest that Gershon owed. Kerpel, Gershon, and the guard made their way back to the village. Gershon felt dizzy with excitement over how his fortunes had changed from tragic to good. He never imagined he would be saved so quickly and easily. Just a few hours ago, he was hopeless and at the point of collapse. See how Hashem had heard his davening and helped him miraculously and completely. Who would have thought that one person would agree to give him the entire sum of money? He could already imagine his wife's cries of delight and relief, along with those of his other children. He could almost feel himself tightly hugging his precious son, David. His emotions threatened to overwhelm him, but he fought them back. He could not allow himself to rejoice until the matter had been completely resolved, until the debt had been paid, his son returned, and his family reunited. The pirates gazed at the heavy sack placed on the table in front of his eyes. He looked up at Gershon and then at the Jew who accompanied him in absolute amazement. He picked up the sack and nodded with his head, signaling that Gershon and Carpel were free to go. Gershon felt his throat tighten. Where is my son? He stammered.